A few years ago, there was a book that was written called Not Quite What I Was Planning.
几年前有一本畅销书说，这本书的书名叫《不在我的计划之内》。
And what the book encouraged people to do is to write a statement for the mission of their life in 6 words.
这本书呢，就鼓励人们用6次的这个短语来去总结人们在生命当中的一些使命。
One man, Charles, wrote On the Playground Alone, 1970, Today.
其中有一个人叫查尔斯的，他写到，在操场，一个人在操场，1970年，今天。
The next one, a woman wrote,Woman seeks man, high pain threshold.
另外一个相信是一个女人写的，她说女人寻找一个男人，是一个非常高痛点的一件事情。
I'm sure there's a story behind that one.
我相信，这一定是个悲伤的故事。
Almost the victim of my family.
还有一个人写的这个六字短语是，翻译成中文就不再是6个字了，差一点我就成了我家的受害者。
So here is a man that came from a dysfunctional family, but he gained the victory in life.
这是一个人写的这个人呢，他是他的原生家庭呢是比较缺陷的，但是他通过他自己的努力，他战胜了他原生家庭带给他的伤害。
Followed yellow brick road, disappointment ensued.
还有一个人写的是选择跟从了黄砖路，失望就会接踵而来。
Here's someone that had a dream for their life, and all of a sudden it crashed.
这些人呢，他们有很多对于生活的梦想，但突然生活好像都风崩瓦解了。
This is one I could have written. I wrote it down somewhere.
这个最后一个呢，好像是我常常会说的一句话，就是我把他们都记在某处了。
This guy probably can't find his glasses either.
所以这个人可能找不到他的眼镜了。
There was one more by a gal who said, never really finished anything except cake.
还有一句话是说，一个人说他什么事都从来都没有完成过，除了蛋糕。
If you want something to do this Sunday afternoon, see if you can reduce your life into 6 words. Why are you living?
所以今天下午我们鼓励每一位可不可以用6字的短语来总结一下你人生的目的，你为什么活着。
Maybe you can picture it as a free therapy from Pastor Scott.
也许你可以想成这是从 Scott 牧师来的一个免费的这样的一个治疗治愈。
We're in a series on the Red Sea Rules.
我们之前已经开始了讲这个红海的法则这样一个系列。
And these are principles for how to make it through difficult situations in life.
这个系列呢，是让我们一起来思考，我们如何来走出生活当中的困境。
Just to review the story of where Israel is in Exodus 14.
我们就通过来一起来看读出埃及记14章这段历史。
They have been in slavery as a nation for 470 years.
当时的以色列人呢，已经在埃及做埃及人的奴仆做了470年。
And God heard their cries and sent Moses to set them free.
神听到了他们的呼求，所以神派了摩西来拯救他们。
And after the 10th plague, Pharaoh said, "Go!"
所以经过神所降的这个十灾呢，法老终于说了一句，你们走吧。
Then he had a change of mind.
然后法老又后悔了。
Where are we going to get cheap labor like we had with the Israelites?
法老想，我们从哪里可以得到像以色列这么廉价的劳动力呢？
So he sends out the army and the marines, and he says, "Get those people back."
所以法老又派了他的军队海军，想要把刚要走的已经走的这些以色列人再追回来。
At the same time, God sends the pillar of smoke to lead the nation, and he leads them to a dead end.
然后同时呢，神也引导这些走的以色列人，他们通过这样的云柱火柱，现在是晚上看到的火柱来引导他们。但是这幅图显示呢，就是神把他们引到了一个好像毫无出路的一个地方。
God leads them to the shores of the Red Sea.
神把他们带到这个红海的这个大海的这个海岸之前。
So there they are, between the sword of Pharaoh and the Red Sea.
所以以色列人现在正面临后有追兵，前有红海。
And that is a definition of a Red Sea situation.
这就是一个关于红海困境的这样的一个定义。
A Red Sea situation is a situation you're looking at and you don't see any way of escape.
所以所谓红海困境呢，就是你完全看不到任何的出路，你在困境当中。
You have lost your hope for that situation.
你在这个困境当中毫无的盼望，有点绝望了已经。
That situation appears to be so difficult that even God can't clear it up.
所以你甚至想这个困境可能太大了，连神都没法解决。
It could be your health.
可能是你的健康状况。
It could be your finances.
可能是你的经济情况。
It could be your employment.
可能是你的工作还保不保得住。
It could be COVID restrictions on you.
可能是因为疫情所带来的各种的限制。
And there's 1,000 other Red Sea situations.
还有我们可以举出成千上百种这种红海的困境在我们的人生当中。
But my premise this afternoon is the same way that God delivered the Israelites, He can deliver you from your difficult situation.
所以我们今天下午一起要来探讨，既然当初神来领以色列人出了这个困境，他一定也可以来帮助你来面对你生命当中所面对的困境。
My premise this morning is that if you're going to make it through your Red Sea situation, you need to have a six-word phrase that will guide you for the future.
希望我们今天结束的时候，你能够记得这个怎样能扭转我们红海困境的这样一个六字短语。
All you need are six words, and you can have a way out of that situation.
所以你所需要的仅仅就是这个六字的短语。
So let's go on a journey today and find out the characteristics of these six words.
所以我们今天就一起来探讨一下这六字短语的一些特征。
The first characteristic, beware of the self-focused perspective.
所以第一个特征，这个六字短语，大家期待一下，可以猜一下，这个它的第一个特征呢，就是谨防用自我为中心的角度看问题。
I've hided the pronouns in these verses in Exodus 14.
牧师将这段经文出埃及记十四章十一到十二节当中有一些七个这个人称代词，他把它弄亮了。
How many personal pronouns are brought up in these two verses?
就仅仅这两节经文，这是当时以色列人对摩西的一些抱怨。大家可以看一些这个黄色高光的部分，都是他们的一些讲的人称的代词，都是我们，我们，我们。
It's seven.
只有七个，但是中文翻译的原因只有六个。这里
seven times they are concerned about their comfort, their agendas, their lives.
所以以色列人当时用了七个这样的我们这样的一个人称代词来抱怨他们的这个失去了自由，他们的这个舒适等等。
And what they're saying is that my agenda doesn't include Pharaoh's army that side and the Red Sea on this side.
所以在他们的计划当中，人生计划当中，并没有包括想到有后有法老的追兵，前面是一望无际的红海。
And when we're in Red Sea situations, the past always looks very different to us.
当我们遇到红海困境的时候，我们的这个道路，我们的这个出路，总是看起来是没有出路的。
We lose perspective.
我们在困境当中已经没有全局的观念了，已经没有想法。
Oh, remember those good old days when we were slaves in Egypt.
以色列人可能想的是想想我们当时在埃及做奴隶的那些好的日子。
They've lost perspective.
所以他们已经没有什么这个看事情的一个全局的观点了。
And when we go through our Red Sea situations, we can lose perspective too.
所以当我们遇到红海困境的时候，我们也会很自然的就是没有这种大局的观念。
These are words that I have uttered from my mouth in my Red Seas. Why? What have you done? What have I done to deserve this?
以下这章呢，是牧师在他生活当中遇到一些像红海困境的时候问的一些问题。第一个就是我做了什么？ 以至于让我承受这些。
Why me?
为什么我？
If God loves me, why this?
如果神爱我，为什么会这样呢？
Where can I find comfort and ease?
我在哪里可以找到舒适和安逸？
How can I get out of this mess?
我怎么样能够才能从这个困境当中解脱出来？
These are the natural questions that come from our lips when we find ourselves in Red Sea situations.
所以这些是我们当我们经历面对人生红海困境的时候，我们很自然的会有这些问题。
But these are the wrong phrases to say.
虽然这个好像是从人性上来说很自然会问的问题，但这些我们其实问错了问题。
These phrases, these responses reveal something about us when we say them.
当我们去问这些问题的时候，我们的这个中心啊，看问题的视角都是以自我为中心。
It reveals that we think we are wiser than God.
所以我们就常常我们在问这些问题的时候，其实是我们自己是王。
It reveals that we think we can run the universe better than He is.
我们相信我们比神更有能力来真正让这个宇宙来运转。
One of my top 10 favorite movies is a movie called Rudy.
牧师他喜欢的这个十大电影当中第一个就是这部电影叫 Rudy, 中文翻成追梦赤子心。
It's the true story of a young man that attended Notre Dame College.
这是根据一个真人真事改编的，是一个叫 Rudy 的这样的一个年轻人，他去上了圣母大学。
And he wanted to be on the football team.
他想参加这个橄榄球的球队。
And he tried everything he could to get into Notre Dame College.
他尝试了所有的可能，所有的办法，想要去进入这个圣母大学。
And so for the first 2 years, he attended Holy Cross College, which is associated with Notre Dame.
所以后来呢，他通过一个神父，他大一大二的时候去参加了这样一个。圣十字学院，这个圣十字学院是跟这个圣母大学是有千丝万缕的联系。
But he was never accepted by Notre Dame.
但是他从来没有被圣母大学所接受。
One day he was in the chapel and he was pouring his heart out to God.
所以有一天呢，他在这个圣十字学院的这个小教堂里，他在祷告，向神在倾心吐意，说他的痛苦。
And one of the priests came up to him and listened to his story.
然后有一个神父，一个牧师出来听他的祷告。
And at the end, this is what the priest said.
然后快结束的时候，这个牧师说道
：“Son, after 35 years of religious studies, I have come up with only two hard, incontrovertible facts. One, there is a God. Two, I am not Him.”
然后这个牧师呢，他对这个Rudy 这个年轻人说道：“说小子。”我在神学院里学了三十五年，服侍了这么多年的这些学习呢，让我意识到两个事实，两个真相。第一呢，这世界上有一个神；第二个，我不是神。
And that is true.
所以这就是一个真相。
We are not God.
我们不是神。
But God puts us into situations so that we can grow and learn.
所以神常常把我们放到一个困境当中，艰难当中，目的是想要让我们成长成熟。
So the first characteristic is we need to say, I'm not God, He's God, and I'm going to trust Him.
所以第一个我们需要来做的就是我们要承认我们不是神，他是神，我们要让他来在我们生命当中做王掌权。
The second characteristic is that we need to embrace a God-focused perspective.
所以第二个关于这个六字短语的特征，就是我们要学习拥抱以神为中心的看问题的视角。
You'll notice there's two phrases I want to highlight in verses 3 and 4.
所以大家可以注意到，在这下面的出埃及记14:3-4这两节经文当中，这里有黄色高粱的这部分。
God says, "I will gain glory."
耶和华神说，我便得荣耀。
And the second is that the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord.
第二处就是埃及人就知道我是耶和华。
God is going to gain glory from this situation with the Israelites.
神要在以色列人面对的这困境当中得荣耀。
And God is actually concerned with the people of Egypt So that they would know that there's only one true God and his name is Yahweh.
所以神实行了那个实在，那个实在的目的都是想要让埃及人知道唯有他是耶和华，因为埃及人拜很多的神。
Now skeptics look at this and say, oh, what type of a God do you worship that we have to give him glory?
你有没有想过到底这是怎样的一个神啊？这个神他要反复不停的要我们归荣耀给他。
Is a Christian God like the witch in Snow White who says, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
这个我们敬拜的神是不是像白雪公主当中那个后妈的这个皇后说，她整天对着这个魔镜说，魔镜魔镜，谁是世界上最美丽的人？
Is God so insecure that he needs us to tell him 1,000 times each day, oh, you're great, you're a wonderful God?
我们所敬拜的神是不是这样一个没有安全感的神，以至于他要每一天1,000次让别人来告诉他他是神？
And I would say, absolutely not. That is not the God of the Bible.
显然我们所敬拜的神，圣经当中的神不是这样一个神，要让别人告诉他他是神。
Why does God desire us to give him glory?
所以神为什么期盼我们要来荣耀他呢？
For two reasons. One is creation, and two is our maximum joy.
所以为了两个原因，一个是创造，第二个是无比的喜乐。
See, when God created you, he put within you a spirit and an emptiness in your heart.
所以当神创造你的时候，他在你里面放了一个空洞，而且他赐给你成为有灵的活人。
You have an eternal longing to connect with God.
所以你有一个永恒的盼望，你要与神连接。
And nothing on planet Earth will fill that longing inside except for the eternal one, Jesus.
所以世界上没有任何的东西可以来满足我们这样的一个空洞，除了耶稣基督。
You can try to get every promotion in your job, you can get the best financial program that you got, and it will not make you happy.
你可以尝试去用这个工作上的成就，或者是经济上的富有，来去尝试填这个空洞。
You can drive the newest car, and it won't satisfy that longing inside.
你可以去开这个最新最炫的车。仍然你的这个空洞没有办法，里面的需求没有办法得到满足。
The only thing that will satisfy this longing in your heart is a relationship with God.
所以唯一能够让我们这个心中的空洞得以满足的，就是我们能够与神连接上，与神有个关系。
This is what C.S. Lewis said.
下面这个是路易斯的一句很有名的一个名言，就是如果我们发现自己内心有一个渴望不是这个世界所能满足的，最可能的解释是我们的存在是为了另一个世界。
The second reason that we give glory to God is for our maximum joy.
我们刚有提到第二个原因，神期盼我们荣耀他是因为喜乐。
Could you read these two verses?
Sure. 诗篇37:4说道，又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。彼得前书1:8说道，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
A young man that's in love with a woman, you don't have to tell him to talk about his girlfriend.
一个坠入爱河的一个年轻人，你没有你不需要告诉他说你要去说说你女朋友的优点。
If you've seen a great movie, you don't have to tell someone to spread the word about that great movie that they watched.
当你看过一部很好的电影的时候，你一定会向别人去分享你看到这个电影以及给你带来的感动。
If you read a book that was just so fantastic, you're going to tell every person you meet, you got to read this book.
所以如果当你读了一本非常好的书，对你非常有帮助的书，你会忍不住向你周边的人去介绍这本书，宣传这本书，真希望他们也可以来读一读这本书，同得益处。
We naturally praise the things that we enjoy.
我们人有个很自然的天性，就是当我们去享受喜悦一个事情，一个人事物的时候，我们就会想要去向别人介绍，希望别人也来同得你的喜乐。
And when we enjoy God, we give him glory and we praise him.
所以当我们能够以神为乐享受他的时候，我们就很自然地愿意去向别人去传说，去传福音。
So the question is, what are you enjoying?
所以这个问题就是你现在正在以什么为乐。
What's the high point of your day?
你一天当中的高光时刻是什么？
Is it worship of God?
是不是敬拜神的时刻？
Or is it getting at that new business deal?
还是你吃了一个什么新的好吃的早餐？
If we're going to have great, and a great strategy for being in the midst of a Red Sea situation, we have to enjoy God.
所以如果我们想在红海困境当中有一个出路的话，我们必须要懂得以神为乐。
The Westminster Confession asks this question, this is question number one.What is the chief end of man?
在威斯敏斯特小教理问答当中有很多的问题，其中第一个问题就问到人的主要目的是什么？
Man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
这个答案是人的主要目的是为了荣耀神，并且以他为乐，直到永远。
And I think that it's actually better understood that if we would say,The chief end of man is to glorify God by enjoying Him forever.
我们要来更多的思想这个要理问答的第一个问题，我们可以做一个对比，就是通过这样的对比知道什么是更加理解什么是对的，什么是错的。如果另外一种方式说的话，这是一个错误的观点，说人的主要目的是通过直到永远的以他为乐来荣耀神。
What that does is change the perspective of our lives.
所以第二个这个错误的观点呢，其实是改变了一个词，但是意思就完全不一样了。
So tomorrow you're going to wake up.
所以明天当你起床的时候。
And as you get out of your bed, you need to say this to God.
所以当你起床的时候，一起床你就应该对神说。
God, how can I enjoy you better today?
神啊，我今天怎么样能够更多的以你为乐？
How can I love you more today?
今天我怎么能够来更多的爱你？
And when we love God, when we connect with God, when we enjoy God, that's when we glorify Him.
所以当我们真的是一天时时刻刻都以他为乐，时时刻刻都享受他的同在，这样的方式，生活方式就是荣耀神。
So here's the phrase that's going to change your life completely.
所以下面这个六字短语呢，就是能够扭转红海困境的这个关键。
All for the glory of God.
都为了荣耀神。
So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
所以这个就是刚刚给小朋友也一起念的哥林多前书十章三十一节。所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
This is why we live.
这就是为什么我们活着的目的。
This is why God gave you breath today to be on this planet.
所以这就是神为什么今天让你在这个地球上还有呼吸的原因。
So that you would give glory to Him.
所以你能够去荣耀他，将荣耀归给他。
And when you give glory to Him, that's going to satisfy that eternal longing in your heart.
所以当你荣耀神的时候，将荣耀归给神的时候，你心中那份永恒的这样的一个盼望，就那个空洞就被填满了。
And the joy tank.In your heart will also go to maximum joy.
所以当你这么做的时候，你里面那个喜乐的这个容器就被填满了。
What are the commitments we need to make to bring this God-focused perspective into our Red Sea situations?
所以第三个方面，我们来一起看看，为了把以神为中心的这看问题的视角带入我们人生当中这样的红海困境，我们必须做出怎样的委身？
This is your mission from this moment on planet Earth.
所以从现在开始，你要意识到，你要把这个作为你的使命啊，荣耀神作为你的使命。
Could you read that verse from Isaiah?
以赛亚书四十章六到七节说道：“将我的众子从远方带来，将我的众女从地极领回，就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成、所造作的。”
You were created to bring glory to God.
你之所以被创造，就是为了 将荣耀归给神。
That's your mission.
这就是你的人生的使命。
So when you go home and write that six-letter phrase, the mission of your life, I already gave it to you.
所以当你回家的时候，记得将这个六字的这样一个短语，就是你人生的使命写下来。
The second is you need to change your perspective.
所以第二个要改变你看问题的视角。
From a me focus, remember us seven times?
我们要改变这个视角，从这个以自我为中心。记得我们刚读的经文啊，那段经文啊，以色列人埋怨的时候提了七次我们人称代词。
To a God-focused life.
所以我们想要转变到啊，换到这样的一个以神为中心的这样的一个视角。
What do you see there?
你看这个图片的时候，你看到了什么？
This is a. I'm going to wait till you tell me what you see.
我等一下。等一下看大家来反映一下这看到了什么。
Just yell it out. A rabbit. Anybody see a rabbit? We see one rabbit in the back. Two. What else do you see up there? A duck. It's all your perspective.
所以可能有人看见了兔子，有人看见了鸭，都是根据你的这个视角，你的角度是怎么来看到的。
What do you see here?
这张图你看到了什么？
Anybody see? You said an old woman. Anybody see an old woman?
有没有看见一个年老的妇人？
Anybody see a beautiful woman?
有没有人看到一个很年轻的一个妇人？
They're both there.
他们都在哪儿？
Woman. She's either beautiful or she's old.
看到的是年轻的还是年老的？
What you see depends not only on what you look at, but also where you look from.
所以你能够看到什么，不仅仅取决于你所看的这个对象，也取决于你从什么角度来看。
So you're in your Red Sea situation.
所以当你在你的人生红海困境当中的时候，
You can look at it from this perspective.
你可以从你的这个横向的这个角度来看，
or you can look at it from God's perspective.
所以你可以从纵向的，从神的角度来看，为什么你要经历这样的困境。
Third is surrender to His will.
第三个是这样的尾声，我们需要来顺服他的旨意。
We all need to do this daily.
我们需要每一天都来操练顺服他的旨意。
Where we say, "You are God, I am not."
我们每天都要来说，来宣称你是神，我不是。
And I surrender to your infinite wisdom, and I will absolutely, like Job said, put my mouth over, my hand over my mouth, and be quiet.
然后我每天要来宣称，主啊，你的智慧超过我的智慧，我每天要就是闭上我的嘴。
We need to stop telling God how to run the universe.
所以我们闭上我们的嘴，不要教神如何来运转世界。
And surrender to His will.
所以这就是所谓的顺服他的旨意。
Gratitude changes our perspective.
有一颗感恩的态度能够改变我们看问题的视角。
This week is Thanksgiving.
接下来这一周就是感恩节了。
I hope that as your families gather together, that you will take time to thank Creator of heaven and earth for all the gifts He's given to us.
我希望在感恩节里你们家人每一个人都能够围坐在一起，来一起数算主恩。
I know times are difficult, but we still have it very, very easy here in the United States.
虽然在疫情当中也有很多的难处，但是感恩节还是比较容易聚在一起的。
When we have a grateful heart, our joy is maximum.
所以当我们能够有一个感恩的态度的时候，我们的喜乐就会达到完全。
The fifth is realize the battle.
所以第五个就是我们要意识到每天都有征战。
Do you know why Satan was kicked out of heaven? Why was Satan kicked out of heaven?
当撒旦被从天堂当中被踢出来的时候。
He wanted to steal the glory from Jesus.
他想要去偷窃耶稣的荣耀。
And he is still trying to steal Jesus' glory.
他现在仍然还在尝试，试图去要偷窃耶稣的荣耀。
When you wake up in the morning, Satan's number one plan is keep you from giving glory to God.
所以撒旦当你醒来每天醒来的这个撒旦的第一要务就是要让你忘记要去归荣耀给神
That is the battle we face every day
这就是我们每天其实都面对的征战无论你意识到还是没有意识到
Can I ask you how much glory you gave to God yesterday?
所以能让我问一问你昨天归了多少荣耀给神
If you say very little, I say Satan won yesterday
所以如果你说昨天很少那就忘记昨天继续明天努力
Don't let them win today
所以我们今天还可以做的
And the final practical step here is to romance God
最后一个就是满有慈爱的神
Remember to give glory to God means that we should enjoy him
所以记得我们要荣耀神并且我们要去以他为乐
So come up with creative ways to love God.
所以我们每个人都其实都有很多的这个创造性，可以有各种各样的方式可以去爱神。
Take a walk this afternoon and look at the trees and say, "Glory to you, Lord! Awesome God, I praise you."
所以大家可以结束大堂结拜敬拜结束之后可以在外面户外走一走，看看树，看看这个非常五彩斑斓的世界，就可以归荣耀给神。对神说神啊你真伟大
When you're brushing your teeth tomorrow hum Jesus loves me
所以当你明天刷牙的时候你也可以向神宣告说主耶稣谢谢你爱我
Be creative in romancing God
所以与神建立这样的关系大家可以想出各种各样的方式 不需要一成不变
I believe that God wants to do a miracle in this church
所以我相信神也想要在这个教会当中去做神迹奇事做新事
I believe he wants to do a miracle in you
所以我相信你也希望你在你身上有神迹奇事发生
So whether you're in the middle of a storm
所以无论你是在风暴当中
waiting for deliverance out of it
等待被救赎出这个麻烦的事情
or God's leading you into a storm right now
or或者神的旨意是要让你留在这个困境当中。
We all have the same mission.
所以我们都有相同的人生使命。
All for the glory of God.
都为了荣耀神。
Lord, I pray for each one of us that we would win this battle.
主啊，我们来到你的面前敬拜赞美你，我们每一天都经历这样的一个征战。
That we would make it the mission of our life.To give you all the glory.
我们要将都为了荣耀你作为我们人生的使命。
In the name of Jesus and the blood of Christ, I pray your blessing on this church.
主啊，奉耶稣的名，求你真的施恩典在这个教会当中的每一个弟兄姐妹身上。
We forbid Satan from stealing your glory, Lord.
我们来禁止撒旦来偷窃耶稣的荣耀。
And I pray for every person in a Red Sea situation that today.They would find the victory.
我来祷告，求你来帮助我们，帮助我们每一个现在在身处人生红海困境当中的人，都能够有从你而来的这样的胜利。
I pray this in the name of Jesus, the blood of Christ.
奉耶稣的名和宝血来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.